Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Baruch atah Adonai, blessed are you Adonai, Ruach Elohim, Spirit of God, speak to us today. God says, listen carefully, I am about to do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? God says, listen carefully, I am about to do a new thing. Will it not spring forth? Will you not be aware of it? Amen. We shout, Lord, we declare. We make known in the presence of our enemies our adoration, our worship, our gratitude to you, Lord God, for the things you have done to uncover the stink of the enemy, for the things you are doing to uncover the stink of the enemy, and that you are going to continue to uncover the stink of the enemy. El Shaddai has called each one of us independently and corporately for such a time as this. Flow in it, move in it, run in it. Be thou made whole. Seek God right now for such a time as this. The Lord has given me this word for you. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 2 in the Amplified. Thus says the Lord who made the earth, the Lord who formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things, fenced in and hidden, which you do not know, do not distinguish and recognize, have knowledge of and understand. My brother, my sister, I share this word with you. It is precious unto me. When the Lord gave it to me, it absolutely went through me and went straight to my heart. So I pray you will receive that word today. What he gives to me, I give to you. And sometimes the Lord speaks to me in one sentence statements that I cannot reword. And sometimes I just say them to you. So would you allow me to release some of them to you now? The Lord says to you, child of God, you were made to walk on this earth. You were made to walk on this earth and to call forth in the name of Jesus, Shalom, be thou made whole. And the Lord has told me that his fire would light my way. So I declare that over you today. The Lord tells you right now, child of God, that his fire will light your way. And the Lord says to you that he trusts you with it. Hallelujah. And I hear spiritually clean, spirit-filled, covered in the blood, armor on. And the cry is fire, the fire of the Lord. And I heard, get up from the earth. Get up from the earth. Arise. The Lord says, my body carries my authority on earth. Carries us on earth. We are what people see on earth. And I hear the question, when are you going to live in what I have given you? And I hear, you are valuable in the kingdom, and his hand is upon you. And this is a declaration he gave me. Breathe Jesus in and breathe Jesus out. You have to breathe Jesus in order to be able to breathe Jesus out. If you believe, then you are under an open heaven. The scriptures you declare hinder the enemy. Your destiny calls you, draws you, makes you cry. Start where you are and use what you have. We must continue to have eyes to see and ears to hear what Holy Spirit is saying. And the Lord has not released me from these scriptures. Isaiah chapter 42 verse 9. Indeed, the former things have come to pass. Now I declare new things before they spring forth. I proclaim them to you. Hallelujah to the word of God. Isaiah chapter 48 verse 6. You have heard these things foretold. Look at all this that has been fulfilled. And you, will you not declare it? I proclaim to you specific new things from this time, even hidden things which you have not known. Remember, child of God, angels are waiting to hear the word of God that comes out of your mouth so that they can perform it. So let's call forth God's kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. Let us slap the enemy in his face with every breath that we breathe. Would you say with me, in the name of Jesus, we call forth, thy kingdom come, Lord, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen and amen. Philippians chapter 4 verse 13 in the Amplified declares over you, child of God, you have strength for all things in Christ who empowers you. You are ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into you. You are self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Hallelujah. Lord, continue to enable us to see with our eyes and hear with our ears all that the Lord would show us. Hallelujah. For such a time as this, keep oil in your lamp. Stay filled with Holy Spirit oil. Let the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart be acceptable in the sight of the Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Hallelujah. The Lord gave me these words, self-evident. Satan is exposing himself. And I also heard self-slaughtered. Justice is a prominent word the Lord has placed on my heart for such a time as this. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 18. For the Lord is a God of justice. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 3. It says to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called oaks of righteousness, distinguished for uprightness, justice, and to be the planting of the Lord, that he, Almighty God, may be glorified. You were made for justice. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 27. Why O Jacob, do you say and declare, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and the justice due me escapes the notice of my God. Rise up from the earth, rise up from the earth. Your command is rise up from the earth. If you're not sure what that means, then ask the Lord. Ask him to explain that to you. That's the wording he gave me. Arise like an edifice. Arise with eagle's wings. The wings of an eagle glide. Shout, shout. The eagle shall fly. The eagle flies. Almighty God, we can see that what you are doing now is for the whole world. Your earth, your creation. Just to share the word of God with you, to praise the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise is comely. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Hallelujah. Let me remind you that the word of God is true. And if you would like to invite Jesus into your heart, into your life, to be your Lord and Savior, maybe this word would help you to start. Would you say with me, Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God, that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sin. I repent of my sin right now. I turn away from them. I say I am sorry. And I ask you, Jesus, forgive me of my sin. Please come into my heart, come into my life now, and be my Lord and my Savior. Holy Spirit, please show me Jesus, and let Jesus be seen in me. Hallelujah. I pray you were able to say those words. And I remind you of the glory of God, of his wonderful, wonderful beauty. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. And remember, you just have to say his name, that one name, Jesus. What a beautiful name. What a powerful name. It is an almighty name. It is the name of the Ancient of Days. It is from the foundation of the world. And let Jesus govern you, rule you, be in your heart. Follow him. Start every day and enjoy every minute with him. He is there. He is there. He does not go away. Enjoy your Jesus. Sing to him. Talk to him. Praise him. And most of all, give him all the glory and say, use me, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word.